Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, thank you for caring to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phone and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and prayerful that you are always finding more inspiration, motivation to be ever more disciplined in applying yourself wholeheartedly to being whole, to activating every atom and every cell of your being, to doing that which is clearing, cleansing, purifying, so that the true spirit of the living God and Goddess is being completely re-enthroned in your temples as your absolute reality. I am the one who is always and consistently applying myself to encouraging everybody that I know, everybody that I talk to really get into the frequency of energy that is necessary in order to be cleared and cleansed and purified, because we are in such a remarkable time in that there is so much that is going on simultaneously. It's all happening in the now. And for where we are in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence, by virtue of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to consciously care, to be supremely intelligent, is really the foundation of what truly harmonizes us. And under a system that is divisiveness, divide and conquer, a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, where the food is the tool of oppression and then the weapons of mass destruction are the white sugar and refined products and the artificial sweeteners, the pharmaceuticals, the alcohol. And we are in a place too, looking at the tobacco industries. And because this is old money in America, does not make it right. We're in a place where we have to realize that nobody has been authorized by the intelligence of existence or is supported by the laws of existence to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood, as a way of generating income and profit, that it profits no one. And to think that there are those who have become rich as a result of it is delusional. That there has been an impoverishment of spirit, an impoverishment of love, an impoverishment of care, an impoverishment of lawfulness that is creating so much of the devastation within the hearts and the minds and the bodies and the spirits of so many ones all over the planet, including the planet herself. And she's resilient. She continues to roll and float and say, as the world is turning, but the earth is in flotation and rotation within the realm of existence itself, which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And our duty, obligation, and responsibility as beings upon the planet is to care, to really be in the integrity of the truth of who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme presence that beats our hearts and breathes us. And all of the divisiveness starts with the divisiveness within oneself. The individual should be indivisible, should be supported by the systems of education and government and religion. Everything should support us in living our lives in the integrity of who we truly are and what we truly are. as intelligences of existence. Men, the progenitor of lineages, wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages. And to be in a mindset and create a mindset where we are able to be healthy and have healthy relationships with ourselves and with each other. But because the systems have been instituted by those who really did not go deep enough within themselves to get to the essence of it all, then we have to really go beyond the system, go beyond the education, go beyond the religions, go beyond and really create a direct line of light with that which beats our hearts and breathes us. Because man did not make us, man did not create us. Men have created systems. Men have created religions. And culture. And the various cultures across the planet should all be a reflection of the light of the people. The culture isn't greater than the people. But people tend to worship the culture, the expression of the people, in their arts and in their crafts and in their traditions and whatnot, and then don't have value for the people themselves. And so our duty, obligation, and responsibility in our now moment is to embrace our now moment, to go deeper and reach higher, to realize that in light of it all, in spite of it all, we still have everything that we really require in order to be able to transcend it, transform it, transmute situations, circumstances, conditions into our greater good. And to realize that there are so many ones whose lives are hanging in the balance. And I would say that the whole of humanity and humankind is hanging in the balance. And that every day that we're making decisions to exalt a full effort in our living, every day that we're making a decision to be forgiving, every day that we're making decisions to release and let go of that and those who are no longer or never properly served our greater good, that we have the opportunity to be in progression. We are hearing and we've heard everything must change, and the changes are things that are going on, but the issue is that we don't want to just be going through changes. We should want to be in the order of progression so that we are always growing, we're always expanding our consciousness, we're always maturing, we're always tapping into the more that we truly are to have a greater impact and a greater influence and to be in a place where we are truly enhancing and enriching and creating harmony and balance and inner standing and understanding and resolute standing with that which is the source of all of our being directly. But for those of us who are saying in our personal lives and saying with other ones that we are about our progression and we are about our liberation and we are about the salvation and we are about our empowerment and whatnot, and then we can't get along. It's just more and more divisiveness. We have to understand that the intention is divisiveness. And that the greatest way to promote and to get in harmony is for each one to align ourselves with that which beats our hearts and breathes us, because it's only one absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone. And there's no progression if there's no commitment to living. There's no progression if there's no commitment to the laws that govern our being. And to think that money is the answer and the solution to the inherent issues that we're having as a result of not knowing the laws of existence, disobeying the laws of existence, ignoring the laws of existence, preferring to be lawless in the reality of there being lawfulness in existence. Money is not going to solve those problems. But we can use everything towards our greater good when we care to be in the greater goodness of ourselves. To be in a place where we are not supporting the violation, the subjugation, the bastardization, the usurpation of other beings, and feeding off of their carcasses. This thing is really very intense. It's intense. How do we know? Because we have so many ones of our family members who are dealing with the breast cancer, the uterine cancer, the cervical cancer, the ovarian cancer, the prostate cancer, the diabetes, the high blood pressure, the obesity, the lupus, the fibromyalgia, the autism, the cerebral palsy, the multiple sclerosis, the muscular dystrophy, all manners of issues because of what has been concentrating, saturating, and crystallizing in our tissues. And so our coming to a point where it really is on the forefront of our minds and in our hearts to take responsibility for promoting a greater living. It's not just about being vegan and vegetarian, even though that is a necessity. But it is not the fullness of what is required, and just changing the diet is not going to reverse the issues that have already started crystallizing in the tissues as a result of the consistency over time of ingesting the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the sugar, artificial sweeteners, and all of these things that have constituted so much money. Employing people who are producing and manufacturing and distributing these things. And so in order for there to be true progression, each individual one has to care to be serving the purposes of life itself. That we're not in a position where we can really be truly successful in our living, working on behalf of those industries and companies and initiatives and agendas that undermine the cellular functioning of anything and anybody. And because it is multi-trillion dollar business and an economy that is perpetuated by death culture, where we've socialized and been socialized to believe in death, to believe that everybody is supposed to die. It's unavoidable. It's the natural culmination, finality, eventuality of everybody's life. But to live in the belief of having to die, and therefore being complicit and complacent with one's own oppression and suppression, inebriation, intoxication, acidification. All of that puts us in a position where, in the truth of it, you're not living, fully living. And where we have been socialized to care more for the functioning of our automobiles and our bicycles and our motorcycles and our trucks than our own personal body temples, then we are going to reap a harvest of that kind of distraction, dysfunction, misplaced attention, ignorance of the divinity of one's own being and the divinity of all being, the sacredness of life, and the reality of dwelling within the realm of heaven already. And it's not to say that there aren't higher heavens or other heavens, just to say that we are immersed in nothing but eternity already. That the earth is as big as the period at the end of a sentence, and I have to keep reiterating it because it is huge to us who are on the ground, but in relationship to the rest of all there is, it's very, very small in the scheme of things. It's like a cell within the body of the Creator, the intelligence of existence, this absolute and supreme presence that fills all spaces, it's all pervasive. And where we are feeding off of that which inhibits, impedes, and renders the cellular functioning dysfunctional, then it also distorts our perception and our perspective and our capacity for true thought and exalted thought, therefore misaligning us with the truth of our divinity. Because it's very difficult to feel divine and to understand divinity and to respect it when your blood is charged with the violation of violated creatures. In the disregard, a not knowing, an ignorance of the perfection of our own beings, in knowing that we literally are not able to digest the flesh of dead animals. And because the life force is charged upon the blood, if there's any animating, life-giving principle that one expects to get from eating an animal, then you'd have to get it while the spirit and the blood is still with it, which means that you would have to hunt it and kill it and eat it like carnivores do. But having to cook it and fry it and bake it and season it and all of that, all of that puts you in a place where, yeah, you're eating something, but you're really just looking for a medium for salt and pepper and fat and oil and herbs and seasoning. Stuff that comes from the earth anyway is what you really love in terms of feeling like you've got to have your chicken and you've got to have your beef and you've got to have your steaks, you've got to have your lamb, you've got to have your goat, you've got to have your oxtails, you've got to have. And I'm just saying is that we should really be hungry and thirsty for the light of salvation from the ditches and valley of degradation and violation and disenfranchisement. To come to that point and place within our own hearts, bodies, minds, and spirits where we understand that our spirits are like vapor charged upon the blood, and it is the quality of blood that we're creating that lays foundation for the quality of thought that we're thinking, that is the foundation for the quality of choices that we're making, and those choices consistently over time shape our character, and our character over time develops and manifests itself in terms of who it is we're actually serving. And it is such a wonderful time in the midst of it all to find so many ones who are seeking and asking and knocking and caring to realize how the laws work and to work the laws, even if it's just initiating a desire to not be enslaved, even if it's the response to having been diagnosed with whatever, even if it's because they have enough vanity to not want to see themselves becoming obese and having bad skin and bad breath and all of this, whatever motivates one to really begin to quest for a greater reality for themselves, then yes, we call that good. And to know that everyone truly, really needs the same things. We need the quality of air that allows us to be able to oxygenate ourselves with each and every breath. We need the fresh air, the sunshine. We need the earth to walk upon. We need the minerals that come from the earth to really activate the electric and magnetic energy of our body temples. We really require love and validation and support and respect. But if we're not respecting the gift that we each are and the intelligence that we've been given and the care to really live in the light of the truth of ourselves, live radiating the brilliance of who we are, it's like we could see ourselves as rays of an absolute and eternal sun and want to be vivid as light, as love, embracing the divinity of ourselves and truly reflecting the character of who we are as the children of an absolute and supreme reality and presence and being that we refer to as God, as Yah, as Yahweh, Yahuwah, Allah, Jah. Doesn't matter what names we give because there's so many names. The issue is, do we understand the quality of character, the frequency of vibration, the oneness and the harmony? Are we perpetuating that which is real love in our living? Or are we creating more blockage and obstruction? Sickness, illness, dis-ease, dehydration, insufficient oxygenation, deficiency. It is the nutritional deficiency that has been perpetuated for decades now that has undermined our immunity, put us in a place and space where we have so much concern about germs and bacteria and organisms and parasites, and all of that comes with eating flesh and carcasses. You can't really bring the carcass of a dead animal into your body and not have any pathogens and parasites and all of that, which is why your health departments are so concerned that people are practicing in kitchens, you know, the restaurants and whatnot. They're having to really have a code and standard and know how to have temperature gauges and, you know, refrigeration and all of this. But the issue is that if you have all of this concern about the pathogens, then why serve people the carcasses of dead animals anyway, when you know that it's full of pathogens? And organisms and worms, and the fish is even more a carrier. And so we have to realize that we should be caring to walk in the fullness of ourselves. And it's very difficult to do that if your body is so busy trying to defend itself, protect itself, balance itself, cleanse itself. And then you are doing nothing but adding more work for it. So there's light that's available to us. There's wisdom that's available to us. But we are able to absorb it, to really walk in harmony with it when we have a true care, a true concern to be able to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment. In our empowerment as a global family, our harmonization with the laws of existence, our becoming radiant in wisdom and light so that those who are busy working to create this one world government that is lawless, that will continue to perpetuate an agenda to vaccinate and inoculate and poison babies as they're coming out of the womb, that they will continue to license and allow the cigarette and tobacco industries, the sugar industries, the alcohol industries, the meat industries to continue to function in full force as if there have not been any repercussions from them. And to continue to marginalize, anesthetize, incarcerate, violate, undermine those who are their own brothers and sisters of whatever hues. We are a human family, a huge family of men and wounded men who are being called to rise, called to care, called to love, called to heal, called to forgiveness, called to cleanse, so that we can anchor the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, the love of absolute and supreme intelligence, the frequency and the vibration of absolute reality and divinity and sacredness, appreciation, gratitude, faith, peace, poise, potency, creativity, care, compassion, mercy, in every fiber of our being so that we are able to respond to the need that there is to be the vehicles and vessels of the love of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God. So godliness is coming to reign and rule. And the godless ones, the ones who have taken and act as if they have become the gods of death, disease, destruction, surveillance, that these ones do not have the right to desecrate Mother Earth, Mother Nature, the animals, the birds, the ecological balances, to understand that the earth will raise up. She will quiver, shake, and quake. The waters will fall and the tsunamis. I'm just saying is that to think that we can just institute all manners of wickedness upon the planet and then be prosperous and reap and harvest that is something other than death is delusion. Let us live in the perpetuation of love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, harmony, and the fulfillment of the will of existence itself for continuation in existence as these points of this absolute and supreme presence and intelligence. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night, midnight to 3, and until further notice, I also sit in from 3 to 6. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and always in prayer that you are finding more inspiration, motivation to be ever more disciplined and determined to walk in the fullness of the all that you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself, all pervasive, filling all spaces, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and to realize that we are here for the express purpose of self-actualizing, self-realizing, and harmonizing with the laws that govern us and its will, its way, its love, its light, its peace, its truth, so that we are literally creating heaven on earth. For those of you who know me and for those of you who think you know me, I am always, always concerned about our being able to respond correctly and directly to our now moment, to realize that each generation has been undermined by a system of miseducation and religious training and socialization and culture that is in effect a death culture. And it matters that we care to right the wrongs, and the best way to do it is to really realign ourselves, to come to a point and place where every atom and every cell of our being is completely charged with an overwhelming intensity of intention and absolute desire towards wholeness, towards right alignment, towards being completely cleared from the emotional and mental trespasses and violations and memories and anger and frustration and madness and fixation and all of those things that make us feel as though we are not in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence, to come to that place where we're willing to release and let it go, to realize that there has been an agenda in place to undermine us at the cellular level, to oppress our cellular functioning, to literally rob the temples that are our bodies of our wealth, our treasures, our riches, and put us in a place and space where, under the socialization that is adulteration, where we are no longer what the Creator intended for itself as our reality, and we have the opportunity to rethink the thoughts. We have the opportunity to be completely cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected, so that we stand in the integrity of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is all there is as existence itself, and it constitutes the unified field. It constitutes all there is. It constitutes that which beats our hearts and breathes us, is the eye that sees through every eye, and we are always in its presence. And now is our time to accept the divinity of our being, to consciously care, to stop claiming our sinfulness, feeling entitled to be wrong, coming to a point and place where we'll accept the oneness of humanity, and to know that Mother Earth and Mother Nature and the creatures are surely deserving of their liberation. And the liberation of them requires us to be evacuated from the planet. There's a mass exodus that could be very much in progression, but at the same time, with all of that that goes forward in terms of the dysfunction, the distortion, the degradation, the sickness, the dis-ease, the despair, the warfare and the mindlessness, the thoughtlessness, the carelessness, and all of that, there is in full effect an expansion, an explosion of conscious conscientiousness towards life. And our realizing that the intelligence of existence being all there is would not kill itself over here to exalt itself over there. it would not war against itself over here to have a victory for itself over there. That there is nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence, and the exaltation of it, the respect of it, the reverence of it, the appreciation, the gratitude, the thanksgiving, the harmonization with it, the wise utilization of our faculties and the right use of that, those gifts that we've been given towards the greater good, constitutes that which is good, constitutes that which is light, and that which undermines life itself and the living, and the distortion and the dysfunction, and that which renders other ones incapacitated and dysfunctional and whatnot, are the forces of wickedness, evil. Otherwise, there is no evil that exists anywhere throughout all of existence except in the minds and the hearts of human beings. And as we consciously care to clean ourselves up, as we are literally exalting a full life's urge, coming to that place and space where we're wise enough to stop undermining ourselves, to realize that there used to be a time when a people realized that they were being warred against, where they realized that they were under siege, where they realized that there were those who did not have their best interests at heart, that were setting traps and agendas for them. They would rally together and they would defend themselves and protect themselves and strategize as to the best ways to do that. And now we see that instead of strategizing and protecting oneself and whatnot, the people have become self-destructive. And this is as a result of the behavior modification that has happened as a result of the assault against the cells of the beings with all of the artificial colors and artificial flavors and the FD&C colorings and the preservatives and the BHA, the BHT, the nitrates, the nitrites, and all of the chemicals that were trying to preserve the flesh of dead pigs and dead cows and dead chickens and dead turkeys and dead hens and dead fish and all of that so that it would look and appear to be fresh until you got it into your body. And so the bodies, or the temples of the living gods and goddesses, have been turned into literally cemeteries for decaying carcasses. And the blood has been poisoned with alcoholic beverages and all of these unnatural things. And so I am the one who really cares to speak to it and to appeal to our sense of light and love and duty and obligation and responsibility on behalf of those who've come before us, on behalf of all of those whose names we can call, on behalf of all of those who stood up and sacrificed so that we would have a greater sense of ourselves and representation towards our humanity. That in this now moment, our children are being cut down in midlife, that our teenagers and our 20-somers, the 20-some-year-olds and the 30-some-year-olds are already experiencing the diabetes, the cancer, the heart disease and whatnot. And we have to come to a point and place where we will no longer participate with it. And to get strong enough to do that, which is truly in our best interest, we just have to care enough to do it. To come to a point and place where every atom and every cell of our being is completely charged in an overwhelming desire for absolute love, light, wisdom, and truth to triumph as the reality of our lives. To put ourselves in a place and space where, as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, that we, regardless of what hue of people we may be, that we are intensely intentional in doing that which is necessary to protect, to provide, and to lay a proper foundation for the progression of our lineages and the cultivation of our generational wealth. The regaining and reclamation of our health, of our proper alignment with life itself. To come to that place and space where we are always seeing and acknowledging the divinity of each one, of every one of us, whether they acknowledge it themselves or not. But to be in a place where we are really knowing that those ones who have miseducated and misaligned and misrepresented with the intention of undermining, subjugating, dominating, bastardizing, usurping, that there is no true prosperity or success that anyone can have except in light, except in love. And the loving is about the harmony of the truth of existence, that we are all these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And even for those who would refer to that intelligence as God, as Yah, as Yahweh, as Yahuwah, of Allah or Jehovah or whatever, those beings that may be gods in their respective heavens and whatnot do not constitute the whole of existence itself or the fullness of the intelligence of existence itself, which we all have access to, which we've all been given. And it is the common denominator, the lowest and the highest common denominator of all beings, seen and unseen, upon this planet and beyond. And so as we are immersed in the infinity of possibilities and the divinity of existence dwelling on a planet that is in flotation and rotation within the cosmic, that we are cosmic citizens, we are traveling already through eternity, and we should not be dying at all here. We should be living the quality of lives that allows us to truly rejoice fully in our living, to live without creating sickness, illness, and disease, despair, suffering, violence, and warfare, and all of this. This is as a result of the distortion of the mindset of ones and ones who have taken responsibility to influence and impact everything towards its detriment. And there's no prosperity in it. There's no real wealth about it. And we have to realize that Mother Earth and Mother Nature have the opportunity to really shake, quiver, and quake us off of this place, that we don't have to be continued in existence, that our continuance in existence is contingent upon our will to live, our ability to forgive and to be forgiving, to really allow ourselves to be truly repentant for our own trespasses and violations. But the root of most of the violence and the violation is the murder, the subjugation and domination of these animals, and then serving their carcasses to people as food. And I know that it's very difficult for most of you all and other ones to really divorce yourself from your appetite and desire for flesh. And that's why I have to approach it from the perspective of us being intelligences of existence, approach it from the perspective of we being these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that has been personified in these bodies. And these bodies are our temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. And we should be in a place where we care to be completely cleared and cleansed of all of the worms and the parasites and the bacteria and the viruses and the other issues that are crystallizing in the tissues that are called by whatever names, but basically it's because the body is designed divinely and divinely designed, and our being consumed with consuming that which has no life force, has no substance, has nothing that the body really requires, nothing that truly charges the life force, nothing that really facilitates the clarity of mind and thought and our capacity for consistent and continuous cellular regeneration, that is just a waste of time, energy, money, and resources in the production of it, the distribution of it, and having it sit on shelves indefinitely. Real food decomposes. It rots. It does not stay indefinitely. Real food, fruits and vegetation, you understand, even the flesh, but they consistently are putting all kinds of chemicals in the flesh And now they're mixing all kinds of glue and things and plastics and whatnot. There is such a breach of integrity amongst those who are so greedy that they will do anything to undermine the intelligence of one, to put you in a place where you eat any freaking thing. You understand? To satisfy an appetite for flesh and blood. We are in a now moment where it is our time to realize that we cannot dwell in the ditches and valleys of dysfunction and distortion and degradation, and really rejoice in the fullness of who we are as these points of the presence of God, or the children of God. And it is our turn, and it is our time. On behalf of all of those who've come before us, on behalf of all of those whose names we can call, on behalf of all of those whose names we will never call, on behalf of all of those who have shared their realizations, their revelations, their epiphanies, their understanding and understanding of the truth, and so that we have inherited and are the beneficiaries of all of that. And so not so that we can throw it to the side, but so that we are able to bathe in the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that we are able to exalt a full effort in our living, in our loving, in our being, in our centering in the reality of infinity and eternity as conscious immortals. We are in a now moment that is so auspicious, because all of the veils of darkness, or I'd say the ignorance and the lies and the delusions and whatnot, are being just stripped away. And the more intense our intention towards being realigned in the integrity of the truth of ourselves, then the greater leverage we have over any other systems or agendas or efforts of any other one. The light has the right to triumph. The light is the will of the ever-present, and it will eternally prevail. The light is the only victory possible over the distortion, the dysfunction, and all agendas that are intended to usurp and undermine and subjugate and dominate and violate and destroy and kill. There is absolute law that governs existence, and basically it's saying that as we do unto others, so shall it be done unto us. And so there's no way to really prosper. There's no prosperity in it. And where we have heard and been told that suicide is the one unforgivable sin, then all death is suicide. But then to be murderous and lying and thieving and warring, what is that if it's not suicide? There's no prosperity in it. Money is not greater than reaping the eternal rewards of lives well lived and love fulfilled, and coming to that place and space where we are dwelling in the peace of it all, because peace is literally accomplished love, and love is the harmony of truth and the truth of our oneness in existence, each being given so much of the intelligence of existence that beats our hearts, breathes us, has designed us divinely and divinely designed us to be able to get into attunement and alignment with its way, its will, its light, its love, to be under its authority and to really function in our own authenticity. This is where the real degrees of true freedom come. Freedom is not just about, it's not about us being as wicked as we want to be without any interference or anyone caring to really help us to self-correct. The real freedom or liberation is the intelligence of existence literally being freed as our absolute reality. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Therefore, we have inherited immortality as our reality, and we're dwelling in eternity on this intergalactic spaceship called Earth, and we are already immersed in the heavens, and we're traveling, we're moving. The atmosphere and the air is being cleared and cleansed as a result of the movement. They are administering intelligences on behalf of the cosmic ordering and government of the whole of existence itself that are surveying our progression and facilitating and inspiring and motivating and assisting us And so there is wisdom in our caring to honor our lives and honor ourselves, and to understand there is nothing that we can create that is greater than who we are. And for all of the getting that ones are going, all of the aspirations, all of the acquisitions, all of that possessing and realizations of the abundance of that which is, we still have the responsibility of cultivating our high ethic and morality and sensibilities and care and love and functioning harmoniously with life itself. This is our time. To truly effect a divine intervention in the genocide. But in order to literally heal ourselves, we have to be willing to forgive ourselves and to no longer participate. And so for those who work on behalf of the corporate deities of death, the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, sea creatures, sugar industries, then as you're working, then you have to be wise enough to invest in yourselves, invest in the cleansing, invest in the consecration of your body temple so that you will be able to come to the greater thought that aligns you with your purpose and right use of your talents, skills, and abilities in the exaltation of life and the service of the whole and wholeness. There is purpose in existence that everyone has, but the purpose is always going to be related to greater wholeness, greater harmony, greater peace. Exalting the oneness of existence and the brotherhood and sisterhood of our human family, as well as our creatures. And there are those of us who have spiritually connected with different realms of the animal kingdom. And we have our dogs, our cats, someone's, you know, are raising the cows and the pigs and the chickens and children. When we were children and we went to the farms and whatnot, we enjoyed these animals. And we were being taught by animals. Our cartoons were all animals. You understand, in terms of the Rocky and Bullwinkle and Minnie Mouse, Mighty Mouse, you understand, Tom and Jerry, is like we were getting lessons from animals in our cartoons, and then have to turn around and then feed off the flesh of animals. It creates a struggle within us. It desensitizes us to the right of all beings to have the right to their lives. And if we are going to take care of beings, then we need to take care of them, not to take care of them to slaughter them. You understand, a lot of people are now into this humane treatment of the animals, but they still killed them. You know, so instead of mistreating them their whole lives, they treat them well and then have them in their laps and then slit their throats. It's still murder. And the animal trusted the persons. And then you feed off of this. And so, yeah, well, they didn't have the time to be in fear. They didn't have the time to be frustrated and all of that. But it still has to rot in the body because we cannot digest it. So it doesn't matter what it was fed. The issue is that it's dead. It's a carcass. We're not buzzards and vultures. We're these presence of an absolute and supreme presence that is animated by breath, by air, by the life force that is everywhere. And all of the sickness, the illness, the disease, the cancer, the diabetes, all of the crystallizations of the uric acid from the meat, the lactic acids from the dairy, and the carbonic acid from the starches and whatnot, these things are crystallizing in the kidneys and becoming cysts and tumors and whatnot in the wombs and in the breasts. And you understand? So I'm just saying is that there is a serious karmic debt that is always in place, that what we are doing and what we're reaching for, if it's not in our own best interest, then it's not in our best interest, and we don't prosper from it. It can cut short our lives. In a society that undermines its children, as we were all undermined, And then we've been educated and whatnot, and then are not doing anything to shift and change the paradigm of a death culture in the midst of eternity. Capitalism is not the light of the world. Absolute love and the harmony of the whole is the light of the world. And we have the opportunity and the responsibility and duty to participate willingly. With the shift and the rise of a fallen people. And so where we have those and ones who've been legislating and perpetuating death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity, we have the responsibility to exalt a full effort in our living, to do everything we possibly can, to do nothing to undermine ourselves, and to do everything to cleanse and purify and facilitate the inner state of peace, so that we're alkalizing our systems, we're facilitating the loosening up of the chemicals, the residues, the pesticides, the herbicides, the hormones, the antibiotics, the nitrates, the nitrites, and all of the things that are concentrating and saturating and contraindicating in the brain, causing the dementia and the Alzheimer's and the Parkinson's and the multiple sclerosis and all of this issue. We do not have to be suffering with all of this dis-ease. We can truly get an understanding and an understanding as to how to stand, how to be, how to reverse it all, and how to reclaim our living, how to truly be revivified, resurrected, and to walk the face of this earth as eternal youth. We get what we ask for, we get what we apply ourselves to, no matter what it is. But wisdom would have us apply ourselves to it, to wisdom, to the ways and the means of accomplishing righteously in right alignment and attunement with the wholehearted desire for forgiveness and forgiving ourselves for our mistakes, and to be able to release it and let it go so that we are able to accept all of that that is available to us in our being realigned and restored and reconciled and harmonized in the will of existence, the love of existence, the laws of existence, to be filled with the peace, the poise, the power, the potency, and to be reaping consistently the prosperity that comes as a result of us developing and cultivating the wealth of ourselves and being able to give generously and freely with ourselves to each other with a full effort in cultivating the love that is healing, in acknowledging and respecting the interconnectedness that no one can disconnect. To be in a place and space where, try as they might, the forces of divisiveness cannot divide us. When we consciously care to be whole, body, hearts, minds, lives, and souls, where we are willing to come to the greater thoughts, the higher thoughts, to walk as great beings and to be great in our being, and to realize, actualize, harmonize with the cosmic eye that sees through every eye. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta.